There's a time to leave things entirely to the Lord. And then there are times to be more assertive. Don't be surprised in emotionally charged moments if you start seeing things through dark glasses, quite forgetting the grace that surpasses.
Accurate assessment requires renouncing unchecked assumptions, neither overlooking our strengths nor overstating our weaknesses, especially if we are inclined to condemn ourselves with such damning words as must and should and ought and got, and sweeping statements, "I've got it all wrong again."
Shame and self-hatred, twin to bitter, sour anxiety, lie behind such dismal words and cause us to indulge deeply depressive thoughts in a bid to block out painful feelings. Enable us to play the detective and recognize those times when our thinking goes astray.
May we be led by the Spirit, not driven by the butcher. Keep us from words that set us up to fail, and help us find ways to compensate against those mad mood moments, resisting and challenging the force field that certain thoughts impose around themselves.
Really need to try and sort out certain crises now? Or can you let them settle for 24 hours? And even when circumstances are at their most intense, the Lord can still find ways to break in and turn things round.
Thank you, Lord, that when the pressure ramps up and I incline to the very worst scenarios, you are never outflanked. Give me friends who will neither theorise nor glamorise, but speak the right blend of wise words. We bring some of our biggest fears and most challenging circumstances before you now.
You can't give grace for hypothetical conditions, Lord, but you do deal with real issues, each one in its turn. Don't let me put up unnecessary shutters or miss out on genuine opportunities just because I get so much completely wrong.
No one event ever means that I have arrived. That would be fool's gold. So help me be in step with you, short, medium, and long term, leaving certain issues on hold until another time. For the journey is always unfolding backstage as you lead us on from one stage to the next.
It's not so much the fearful imaginings themselves that do the damage as the way we choose to interpret them. There are times when it is better just to leave the thoughts alone, or we end up trying to undo a Gordian knot, swatting flies tantalizingly out of reach. The fact that this idea has maximized itself persistently in our mind does not mean it will cause the dreaded thing to happen. there is more profit by seeking to redeem these obstinate apprehensions, turning them into prayer and daring to believe the very opposite.
Thank you.